Once we came here as human beings, somehow our lives got very complicated. If we had come here as any other creature on this planet, stomach is full, everything is fine. Once you come here as a human being, stomach empty, you just have one problem, food. The moment stomach is full, you have 100 problems. Isn't it so? Somehow, for a human being, life doesn't seem to end with survival. Life begins with survival. When survival is in question, it's a big thing. But the moment it is taken care of, it doesn't seem to mean anything. Just to be here, to exist, to live peacefully and joyfully has become such a challenge for the human being. The dog in your house, it is you who feeds him. The moment his stomach is full, he may not be ecstatic, but at least he is peaceful. Isn't it so? But even to be peaceful has become a huge challenge for human beings. Today, people are going about talking as if to be peaceful and happy are the highest things in life. Even the so-called spiritual people are going about propagating peace of mind is the highest thing in the world. You tell me, even if you want to enjoy your lunch today, you must be peaceful. Isn't it so? Is that so? If you want to enjoy your breakfast or lunch or dinner or the walk on the street, you must be peaceful. Isn't it so? So being peaceful, is it an ultimate achievement in your life or is it a fundamental requirement in your life? It's very fundamental to life, isn't it? This is not about enlightenment. This is not about nirvana or mukti. Just to enjoy your breakfast in the morning, you must be peaceful, isn't it? So it is so fundamental, but still people are going about talking as if it's the ultimate achievement in life simply because a vast majority have made themselves incapable of being peaceful.